say? And 10,000 I miss yous, 50,000 I love yous. Hate mail and appointment reminders and market updates, jewelry ads, coffee ads, furniture ads flying invisibly over the warrens of Paris, over the battlefields and tombs, over the Ardennes, over the Rhine, over Belgium and Denmark, over the scarred and ever-shifting landscapes we call nations. And is it so hard to believe that souls might also travel those paths? That her father and Etienne and Madame Manic and the German boy named Werner Fennig might harry the sky in flocks like egrets, like terns, like starlings? That great shuttles of souls might fly about, faded but audible if you listen closely enough? They flow above the chimneys, ride the sidewalks, slip through your jacket and shirt and breastbone and lungs, and pass out through the other side. The air a library and the record of every life lived, every sentence spoken, every word transmitted still reverberating within it. Every hour, she thinks, someone for whom the war was a memory falls out of the world. We rise again in the grass, in the flowers, in songs. Michel takes her arm and they wind back down the path, through the gate onto the Rue Cuvier. She passes one storm drain, two storm drains, three, four, five, and when they reach her building, she says, "You may leave me here, Michel. You can find your way?" "Of course." "Until next week, then." He kisses her once on each cheek. "Until next week, mummy." And she listens until his footsteps fade, until all she can hear are the sighs of cars and the rumble of trains and the sounds of everyone hurrying through the cold.
All the Light We Cannot See was written by Anthony Doerr and read by Zach Appleman. Recording, editing, and post-production by Erica Weintraub. The mix engineer was Terry Hogan. The associate producer was Joanna Solotaroff. All the Light We Cannot See was produced and directed by Carol Shapiro. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. All the Light We Cannot See is available in print from Scribner.